Previously on Keep It Simple.
The sermon, the preacher. That may sound weird coming from a house church, simple church kind of podcast. Our normal house church model is not really centered around a single preacher or a single sermon. However, that being said, the sermon is not going to go away. I mean, Jesus preached sermons, Paul preached sermons, all the apostles preached sermons. They were proclamations meant to either A, evangelize people, or B, you know, bring people closer to conformity to Christ. We have access today in the West. We're a literate society, and not only a literate society, but we are wired. We are plugged in. And so we have access to a plethora of good quality preachers, good sermons that we can listen to at any time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There's going to be times when preaching is necessary and good. So what I'd like to talk about today is, if we're going to use sermons, or if we're going to listen to sermons as a consumer, like if you're going to drive down the road and you've got a long way to go and you want to plug in a sermon, or you flip through the TV and you see a preacher on TV, how are you going to pick out, hey, what are you going to listen to? You know, if this is purely by choice, how are you going to pick that out? What are you going to look for? And what are you going to expect to happen from listening to this sermon or watching this guy on TV? Or if you're going to preach a sermon, what are you going to talk about? How are you going to prepare for that? Let's talk about the preacher and the sermon.
We are told, you know, how can they call on the woman whom they have not believed? How can they believe without one they have never heard? And how are they ever going to hear without someone preaching? Like, when we hear that word, we have a picture in our mind of a person standing behind a pulpit. We have a picture in our mind of something we can...
Or
on the street corner, something we can download. I think this is a message to every believer. We're all to be preaching. We're all to be proclaiming the good news. We're all to be, you know, 2 Timothy 4, 2 through 4, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. That is a message to the body of Christ. That's not a message to a select few that do it with certain cadences and preacher voices and certain types of cultural catch, you know, all those things kind of, they kind of get in there and they distract me. And I think they distract a lot of people who aren't Christians. If it was simply a matter of having an awesome sermon to go be able to hear is all that we need more of in the body of Christ, then everybody would be Christians, because there are great people all in my city here and every Sunday morning who they're doing great jobs, like giving great messages. It's truth. It's, you know, I'm sure there's a lot that aren't, but there's great speakers and communicators. And I feel like that in some ways that's been made an idol in the church.
Hey, this is Tom.
And this is Gavin, and you're listening to Keep It Simple. Keep It Simple is a podcast devoted to exploring life with Christ through simple, organic expressions of the church.
I have a few. I wrote down a couple of guidelines that I kind of use, either to pick a podcast or a sermon or something to listen to, or to evaluate. Like if somebody recommends somebody and I will listen to that person, he's either, you know, really good. He really resonates with me because I agree with, you know, this list, or he violates some of these things on the list, and therefore I'm not going to probably listen to him anymore, you know. I'm not going to take what he says as valid or true. So a couple of things I wrote down is, of course, you know my heart, you know me. Anything has to be from the Bible. It's got to be biblical. It's got to be true to God's word. If I'm going to listen to a good sermon and like it and use that sermon to change my life, it's got to be something that the preacher has explored and really studied the Word of God and has revealed something to me from God's Word that I didn't know before, but that is true and consistent with the rest of Scripture. So that's my number one. criteria. Yeah. It's got to be true to God's word. It's got to the preacher has to rightly divide the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not interested in a preacher who has a hobby horse. I'm not interested in a preacher who has a view of something that he's just, you know, that's his one note sermon. That's his, you know, he's either for something or against something. I want the whole counsel of God. So, you know, the preacher to me is going to have the whole counsel of God. It's got to be relevant. You can preach on Leviticus all you want. You know, some of it's going to touch me, and then some of it's going to be, okay, well, you know, Leviticus has its place in the Bible and historically and things like that. So it's got to be relevant for me. And you know, other things, it's, you know, application. You know, it's no good for me to listen to a sermon if it's, like you said, it's not going to change your life. It's not going to cause me to do something different, think another way, to rebuke me, step on my toes, or teach me, make me a better person, make me more conformed to the image of Christ. So, you know, it has to challenge me to apply that. And you know, I'm looking for depth. I'm looking for some degree of scholarship. But, you know, I'm kind of a common man, too. I'm not interested in scholarship for scholarship's sake. But, you know, if you're going to preach from the Word of God, I hope that you have studied it and that you are telling me what God meant in this passage. So, that, you know, there's two kinds of sermons. There's this, the kind of sermon that made me feel so good, and I just feel so much at peace, and I just feel so good about that sermon. And there are sermons like that, but, you know, there's a difference between that and having my ears tickled.
You know?
I don't want my ears tickled. Sometimes I want my toes stepped on, or sometimes I need my toes stepped on. I need people to talk to me and give me the counsel of God, and it's going to hurt sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm going to look at what God would say to me, and he's not going to always say good things to me. He's going to say, Tom, you know, what are you thinking? And what are you doing? So, I want my toes stepped on.
Yeah.
I want to be uncomfortable.
I think it doesn't always work this way. And maybe this is just a little idealistic, but I often, you know, in thinking of the question, how am I going to decide what I'm going to listen to? You know, I said it was relationships a lot of times, but, you know, I think it's something that I know there's been various times I've been convicted of this. I think it's always a challenge actually, is that, and again, this can sound like the wrong way, and I don't want this to come out the wrong way, but because there's a balance in all this. But I know that a lot of times my instinct is to look to what other people have said about God's word than just looking to God's word in of itself.
Yes.
And I think sometimes the best, most fruitful time that God has used teaching and sermons and things has been when it's come from a place of starting in the word myself.
Right.
And wrestling with what the word says. And then that, coming from that, either I stumble upon a teaching that speaks to it and I receive it and it means something to me, or I come to a place in the scriptures where I'm like, man, this is challenging to me. What have other people throughout the history of the church made of this? And,
right.
And it leads me to want to look it up and to web search or to, you know, look up what, you know, best sermons preached ever on Google about, you know, this passage, you know, and then, you know, it's kind of like come from that place. That's maybe a little bit idealistic. It doesn't always work that way, but I feel like that sometimes, you know, it's special whenever you can come at it from that angle and you're like, Lord, like, I really want to know what this says. I really want to hear what you're saying on this. And Lord, lead me to people whom you have used to that have spent their life studying this. You know, it's like, I remember one book, there's a book by a guy named, and I think I'll get this correct, last name is Nowen, and he wrote a book about the
Henry Nowen.
Yeah, yeah. I believe it was Henry Nowen. I think he was a priest and maybe left the Catholic Church or something. If I'm thinking of the right, I'll have to look this up. Maybe we'll have an addendum to this podcast if it's not correct. But he wrote a book about the prodigal son, and it was actually a book about the painting that I think it was Michelangelo maybe painted. I'm really getting out of my element here on facts. But anyways, the point
facts
of
don't matter.
The point of it was he spent a year or more just staring and looking at this painting and reading that passage and asking the Lord, like the Lord used that in his life to really illuminate to him the story of the prodigal son. And when I read that, I was like, my goodness, like,
yeah.
He did something. He has devoted a chunk of his life to spending time with God and asking and searching for wisdom and insight into what God was saying about that one particular story. And it's like, I can benefit from that. You know, like, I'm not going to do that. And this person did. And it was just really a fascinating read to learn from him and about that. And, but, you know, so there's benefit from it. And, yeah. I think if it comes from our desire not to just like immediately hear what other people have to say about. So, cause I've done that. I've went to be like, man, I want to go listen to what this guy has to say about, because I'm pretty sure he's going to say what I think about this. And that's going to make me feel better because I'll look at all the people that downloaded this message. Right. He's got to be onto something. And I know he's going to
tickle a bunch of ears.
Yeah. And yeah. I just think that, you know, when we read that passage, a lot of times we think of others, but I know I'm not immune to it.
Yeah.
You know,
and I just want to echo something you mentioned. Whatever we're doing as far as intake, you know, getting the Word of God into us, we don't mean this to say that sermons are your primary way of scriptural intake, because you mentioned reading the scriptures for yourself. That is the absolute best way. And how are you going to know if what the guy's saying is true or valid if you have no clue what the scriptures are saying? The scriptures are available to all of us, just like these sermons are. So your primary method of biblical intake should be your own personal study.
Yeah. So. And I'm always reminded too, which I think has a place in this as well, this discussion is Philemon 6, where Paul wrote to Philemon and he said, you know, I pray that you may be active in sharing your faith so that you may have a full understanding of every good thing that you have in Christ. One of the ways that I think that we learn and that we grow is it's not that we go study up and get to this place to where then we go share, and then once we have a good understanding of everything we have in Christ, then we start sharing it. But I think, you know, we preach what we know, we proclaim what we know today, and as we do that, the Lord then, through that act of proclaiming, and I'm sure you would agree, if you've had that opportunity to when you get the opportunity to share what God has shown you in the Word, there is a sense, call that giving a sermon, call that preaching, whatever you will. There's a sense in which that is important for all of us to do, because part of that leads us to having that full understanding. It's in the preaching. It's in the preaching ourselves that we, giving the sermon ourselves, that we, in the process of that God illuminates the good things that he has given us in Christ. There's something about that. It's not a, you know, there's a sharing, but there's also a receiving in the sharing that we get. And I've experienced that. And I think sometimes, you know, we can go like on this fervish, like search for truth and searching in sermons about this. And it's like we think, man, I'm going to store up and store up and store up. And when I get to the point that feel as confident as this guy is that I just heard this sermon from, then I'm going to start telling it to other people.
Oh, yeah.
And we want to guard against that as well,
right?
Because it's in the sharing that when we're active in sharing our faith that we become aware a lot of times of the goodness of God and the fullness, all the good things we have in Christ in the process of sharing and preaching ourselves.
Right. So what you're saying is, what I hear you saying is, you know, we can listen to a million sermons, but if we're not sharing anything, then they're worthless.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just to make us smarter or closer to God or anything. If we're not actually obeying what they're saying,
yep,
or actually
exactly
doing something.
And the Zume training I've been doing at my house, and it's been going really well. But there's a little lesson on spiritual breathing.
Yeah.
And, you know, we don't just want to breathe in. You know, we would die. But we have to exhale, we have to breathe out. And when we breathe in, we take in God's word, we take in sermons, we take in preaching. And hopefully in that order, God's word and sermons, preaching. But we have to exhale too. And there has to be this constant breathing in and out, in and out. We take it in, but then we give it out. We obey it. We share it ourselves. We pass it on. We breathe it in. We give it out. And it's that spiritual breathing that we really grow in our faith.
It's good.
Sermons.
Sermons, preaching. Yeah.
Consumeristic. Basically, the main takeaway from this is that Tom is interested in consumeristic Christianity. Hey,
that's another topic. Have you ever heard of cat and dog theology? Have you heard that?
No, but I can't wait to hear about it right now.
Okay, cat and dog theology. I'll wrap it up with this. Cat and dog theology. Are you a pet lover?
I would not classify myself as a pet lover.
Or do you have a dog or a cat?
I had a cat, but it is no longer with us.
Okay. So if you look at a dog and if you look at a cat, a dog loves his master, okay? Can't wait for his master to come home, open the door. My master's home. He loves me. He feeds me. He pets me. He walks me, throws the stick, and I'll go get the stick and bring it back to him. I love my master. So that's the dog. You love me. You feed me. You take care of me. You pet me. You must be God. On a cat, on the other hand, says, you love me, you feed me, you pet me, I must be God. So that's kind of funny, but you know, there's actually a website that explains this better than I can. It's called Cat and Dog Theology. But if we compare ourselves to those two animals and how we approach God, you know, do we approach God as if we're cats, or do we approach God as if we're dogs? If we're a cat, then God's in it for us. You know, it's all about me. If we're in it as a dog, then it's all about God.
Yeah.
You know, I love my master, you know, I'll do anything for him. So,
and we just lost all of our cat lover listeners.
Well, you know,
there's a lot of them out there. I think
dog lovers are more spiritual anyway, but you know, that's another topic for another podcast. But, approach your scriptural intake, your sermon intake, approach it as a dog rather than a cat, you know?
Yeah.
God didn't write the Bible about me.
Yeah.
God wrote the Bible to bring glory to God. You know, it's all about God. So
you
know, approach your sermons that way.
Well, what do you guys think? We'd love to hear from you, and thanks for listening today. But shoot us a note. You can go to keepitsimplepodcast.com or find us on Facebook, Simple Church Alliance, or any of those ways of connecting, and let us know. How is God using sermons in your life? Are there any particular sermons you think have been helpful to you?
Preachers or teachers
of the word, authors?
Yeah.
We've certainly talked about a lot of that, and I don't suppose we got to that, but I mean, books and audio book. I mean, is there a difference in listening to an audio book and a sermon other than maybe a few more hours in addition to getting it? But, you know, those are all ways God's gifted to people to teach and to proclaim the good news in lots of creative ways. And we certainly want to find out about those and hear from you. And is your Simple Church benefiting from any particular teachers or sermons? How does that work? We'd love to hear from you. And we're just figuring this out together and wrestling with these ideas together as you're hearing today. And we want to keep all these conversations going. None of us have arrived. So let's hear from you. And thank you for joining us. And we'll sign out and see you next time on the Keep It Simple podcast. Hey, 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 everybody. This is Gavin Durson with the Keep It Simple podcast, along with my cohort,
Tom LeCompte.
And listen, real quick, want to get a plug in. October 7th and 8th, near Lexington, Kentucky, in Wilmore, Kentucky, we're going to be having our annual Simple Church Conference. It's more of a retreat this year, so bring a sleeping bag. You're going to want to bring some clothes for hiking and this sort of a deal. It's going to be a great time. We're really excited to be at Old Wilmore Camp Meeting. If any of y'all ever went to Ichthus way back in the day, it was the original site of Ichthus, but now it's run by a ministry called Adventure Serve, and we're going to be taking the place over and hanging out for a short time, just over 24 hours, and we'd love for you to join us. Bring your whole family this year. We're going to have kids that are going to be able to be a part of it. We're going to have worship, food together, eating together, hanging out, do some training times,
And we're also excited to be welcome Lee and Stacy Wood from Tampa, Florida, who are part of One Body Global there. And they've been a part of seeing God do amazing things with Simple Church in Tampa area. And we're super excited to be hanging out with them. You'll love meeting them. We'll love meeting you. Make sure you come and join us. Simple Church Conference 2017, October 7th and 8th. Register today, simplechurchalliance.com. That's simplechurchalliance.com. There'll be a tab in at the top, Simple Church Conference. Click it, and then all the details will be right there. So we hope you can join us October 7th and 8th here in Kentucky.
Thanks for listening to Keep It Simple. If you've enjoyed this podcast, leave us a comment at keepitsimplepodcast.com or find us on iTunes or Facebook. We welcome your feedback, your ratings, your questions, or comments.